Hi, this is Michael Uslan. You're listening to Batman on Film.
I'm vengeance.
I have given a name to my pain.
Kill the Bat of Gotham. I'm Batman.
Hey now, welcome to episode 32 of the Batman on Film Social Hour. And that's a relative word, hour there, Pete, because it could be 45 minutes, it could be 30, it could be the social hour and 15. It's ambiguous, but all said and done, it's probably an average around it. It's a social hour. We just kind of relax and we enjoy and talk some Batman usually.
Yep, so, with a little Texas tea.
Pep. Peter Vera, everybody. Senior BF contributor Peter Vera is back. And we're going to talk about, I think, maybe his favorite subject in the world of Batman.
That's right.
And that would be Oswald Cobblepot, also known as the Penguin.
Penguin, yep.
And word broke yesterday via the trades. I think Deadline reported it first. I want to give proper credit that yet another spinoff, I guess if you want to call it a spinoff, from the Batman theatrical big screen movie. Is headed toward HBO Max, and it will be a show that is a Scarface, referring to the movie, the Al Pacino movie.
Tony Montana.
Yeah. A Scarface-like take on Oswald Cobblepot, the Penguin. And that was about it. Besides the fact that Matt Reeves is going to be producing with Dylan Clark and the same bunch who's involved with the Batman movie. And of course, this is the second spinoff from the Batman. That's going to be headed to the streamer. And the other one is, well, at first it was announced to be like a Gotham City police department, procedural type show. And then news broke a while back that we talked about it on one of these shows that it was called the working title is Arkham or the whatever. And I had heard before that Arkham was a possibility. So I thought they were talking about, you know, Arkham being another one of these shows, but maybe they merged them into this. But anyway, they're building the Batman verse. Aren't they, Peter?
It's very interesting. It shows a lot of confidence in Matt Reeves and company. If I feel like they know what they have in the Batman, and that's great. It's a little unorthodox because, you know, you would like to see the movie and be like, oh, I'm really into this. And then the spinoffs come and it's very interesting. But if you look at what they did with the Suicide Squad and Peacemaker, this seems to be how they're doing business now. And I made that comparison on Twitter. You know, the Peacemaker is a Suicide Squad, what the Penguin is to the Batman. And, you know, those who went and saw Suicide Squad loved it. You know, so, and Peacemaker was one of those who stole the show. And if they have similar feelings with Mr. Farrell, Mr. Reeves, and Oswald, I'm all for it. That description of a Scarface-like film, you know, the rise of Oswald Cobblepot, to see his gangster roots, that would be something I think I've never seen before. And that includes the show we don't speak of on Fox. So I'm really into this show already. Like, I'm investing. I love Black Goo Penguin. I know Bill loves it. I know Rick loves it. So to be on here and talk some Oswald on Batman on Film always gets the juices flowing for me. And I'm ready. I'm so interested in just everything that Matt Reeves is bringing to the table. And again, just the confidence that Warner Brothers has in this vision it speaks volumes. It really does.
Yeah, absolutely. There was no word about Colin, whether or not Colin Farrell is going to be involved. I'm assuming, and I'm just assuming here, and also I guess you are too, based on what you said, and you know the Scarface like take on it, that it is kind of sort of an origin tale, you know, in a way. So they may go with a younger actor as this version, or
they may just put makeup on him, because let's be honest, he's unrecognizable right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why Colin Farrell would not get involved in it, other than the fact that they would just want a younger actor, you know, for the part.
I feel like that goes with the momentum, though. You know, like if Farrell was kind of one of the reasons, you know, that you got this great actor in this role, and then you want to kind of continue that story or show how that story starts, I feel like you want Farrell there, right? He's kind of one of the selling points.
Maybe go from him being a kid up right up almost to the point where we see him in the Batman, because even Reeves has said, even in the Batman, he's not completely, totally, fully formed Penguin yet. Neither is Catwoman, and neither is the Batman for
still
that
early
matter.
Stages.
Yes. So, and we know that, I don't know if there's going to be any, mixing between this Penguin series and the Gotham PD / Arkham thing. But we know that the Arkham Gotham PD, whatever hybrid, whatever they're going, whatever route they're going, is set in year one of Batman's career. So Batman exists in that. We'll see if, you know, where this takes place. But I would figure if you can do the Rise of the Penguin, you're going to see him at a very early age, you know, at some point. Is there anything
before the freaks take over?
Anything?
You know, you're dealing with Maroni, you're dealing with Falcone, all those guys. It'll be very mob oriented, I feel.
But you know, what would you like to see? Kind of vibe besides Scarface? I mean, Sopranos. I mean, Boardwalk Empire. I mean, what kind of
Goodfellas? Just any kind of just mafioso type film, really. Organized crime. This guy, you know, going up the ranks from a driver to, you know, getting his button to, you know, collections, all that jazz. I'd love to see what makes the Penguin the Penguin, you know, like and the Penguin's upbringing has been different in various interpretations. Mm-hmm. Batman Returns and the comics, that show we don't speak of, the Telltale Games, you know, so there's real no like hardcore definitive origin for the Penguin, really. He's kind of had like the Donna Troy effect, where it's been depending on the era of comics or whatnot, it's been a pish-posh of whatever someone came up with. So it'd be nice to get some kind of more modern origin, I feel, for Oswald.
I do like the mob boss Penguin, you know, Iceberg Lounge, that whole thing.
It was great the animated series. It was great in No Man's Land.
Yeah,
I actually enjoyed the Telltale Penguin. I thought that was an interesting take on
it. It was different, but it was
very
still
different.
It was still the essence of the Penguin, you know. And I was thinking about world building. So, what else would you like to see? I mean, I'm not limiting you either. I mean, it could be another movie, big screen movie, that's part of the Batman verse. Okay, it could be another HBO. Max thing.
Well, there's always been those rumors about the Catwoman show mentioned.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's still in development somewhere. I think Bullock has been a vastly underused character in live action. And, you know, I hope we see some of him, whether it's in this GCPD Arkham series.
Yeah.
Or even in the Penguin, you know, I would imagine there'd be some law enforcement presence. I mean, it's not necessarily, it's more about characters I haven't seen on screen necessarily than like a show or a movie particularly. Cause I think what we're getting now is really great. And we're very spoiled at this point. Like the movie hasn't even had a second trailer and they've announced two shows. It's interesting concept they're doing. So I'm not trying to put the cart before the horse, because usually when we do that, we end up in trouble.
Yes. And you know, I just looked at the date. We're a month and 2 days away from fandom, where we'll get this new trailer for the Batman. That's,
And I would imagine we'll get some news about this show, right? I mean, while it's in early stages, I'm sure it'll be mentioned. There's a reason why it's mentioned now so close to fandom. They want to get the fan base excited. And, you know, I don't think anyone else is really excited outside of us because we pay attention to this stuff every day. So, you know, maybe fandom will have something that'll get the general audience more excited. And, you know, hopefully we see some more Oswald in that second trailer.
Yeah, with it, Reeves and company, I should say, and he's not, but they really have a chance to do something that's very, that we recognize as comic book fans and Batman fans with the Penguin. But it's also kind of a blank canvas in a way, because, I mean, most people, I would think, when you think of the Penguin, they think, you know, there's the Burgess Meredith character, and then, you know, the Danny DeVito version in Batman Returns, you know. So I and they're so opposite as far as the interpretations. I really don't know what, you know, was Burgess Meredith Penguin? Was he a mob boss, or was he just a dude that had a gang? You know, I mean, he was just a generic.
Yeah. He was the umbrella store Penguin.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah.
That's how I took it. And, there's a lot of good Penguin stuff out right now. I mean, Dark Knights, Legends of the Dark Knight, number 4, I think it is. Stephanie Phillips wrote a great Penguin story. It was recently announced Danny DeVito's coming back to write a Penguin story for Penguin 80.
Wow, okay.
So, not Penguin 80, or some kind of Gotham villains thing. I forget what it is. It's a celebratory issue, but that's exciting. And, you know, you add this on top of it, and, you know, there's a lot of Penguin hype right now. And I mean, this is great because it seems to just fit with the tone of what Matt Reeves wants. He's less fantastical, seems to be more grounded, more, you know, sketchy. You know, he wants those sketchy villains, those guys.
Yeah, because even Colin Farrell said that the Penguin is not a huge role in the Batman, but it appears that he's important enough to where they say, hey, we can do something with this character, you know, the one we've created. We could give him a pretty interesting backstory.
Yeah.
And I'm sure. with the way they're going with the grounded stuff, the gritty stuff, I think it fits with that mob type, you know, vibe that are, you know, we would see like Sopranos, Boardwalk Empire. I mean, name some others, we've mentioned already, but Scarface is like the rise of
Tony
a
Montana,
mob boss.
Cuban refugee,
yeah,
who works his way up the drug trade and it takes everybody out along the way, and including his own sister and his best friend, and ends in tragedy. You know, the world is yours. I don't think we'll see the death of the Penguin. I think he plays a big part in this. I think this is the rise of Oswald Cobblepot. So we'll see him, climb the rankings of whatever mob affiliate he's affiliated to.
It's going to be interesting to see how much they expand this, the Batman verse, over the course of the next decade, because if we're thinking trilogy, it's typically going to be, this is going to be another decade of the Batman. You know, we get the Batman
as long
next
as it
year.
Doesn't bomb, as long as that's always, you know, the 800-pound gorilla. Like, if this, we don't know if this movie's going to be bad or good, but if it stinks, none of this is going to happen.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
But fingers crossed, you know, I don't think Matt Reeves has ever directed a bad movie, so I don't expect him to start.
Yeah.
So I have nothing but confidence in this man.
I don't think, and I want to echo what you said. I don't think that you go this far with you already have one spinoff in the works, which has been in the works for a while now, you know, early on with the Batman in the Batman production. And now you're going to do something with the Penguin. So, and you're at the point also where the film is pretty much come together. You know, I know Reeves will work on it. I remember
probably just some special effects is all.
Yeah. I remember like Dark Knight Rises. Emma Thomas told me that they were tweaking it and editing it and working on it right a week before the first press screening. So I'm sure he'll be working on it, you know, up until early next year before its March release. But it's just a vote of confidence because they must know what they got. You know, now it's up to the audience, and then the audience is the final the judge, you know, but I think this is going to do pretty well. I think it's going to be do pretty well. And I'm excited for to see where all this goes over the next 10 years ish.
Yeah. This is the fun part, right? Like the whole, like, and we've said this millions of times, you know, while it's kind of interesting that they're announcing all this stuff before the movie, but you know, we don't really know what we have yet. So it's all speculation. Mm-hmm. It's all just fan chit chat. And that's to me the most fun part, you know, like they're announcing these projects and we get to talk about it. We've never had anything like this when it, in terms of Batman, you know?
No.
And, you know, and I know how much you love how everything's connected. So the fact that this is all connected within the Batman is pretty special, you know?
I like it when it's, when there's a universe around a character. I don't mind that. I don't, I'm not a big fan of shoving them all in, you know, different characters in different worlds in together just because they're, they did it in the comic books at one time. Superman, I mean, create a huge Superman universe with whatever, same thing for anything. I mean, I would hope for, you know, I know they were talking about doing that, what, the trench or whatever with Aquaman. It's that went away, I believe. But I mean, there's got to be some other stuff that you could do with Aquaman, you know. Atlantis is such a big,
you could do something
mythological place, you know. It can even be before Arthur Curry exists, you know.
I think you do something with Aqualad, actually. Yeah. I wouldn't mind having like an Aqualad TV show or something like that, maybe like a 6-8 episode miniseries type thing like that. I think that would be cool if you go on a, if you want to introduce a character, let's say in a movie, and then maybe he has a greater role on streaming. I think, you know, kind of what they're doing with Peacemaker with Oswald. I would be totally fine with something like that in Aquaman. You know, and you know, as long as it's on HBO Max, I mean, it's done wonders for Titans. I got to say that. I mean, the budget and the writing is above and beyond better than what we got the last two seasons for that. So, you know, this is something they're taking very seriously over there at HBO Max. This isn't the CW. These are very, mature audience shows. And, you know, I think these things can really thrive there. And I'm really looking forward to Peacemaker. EW posted a first look on that.
Yeah.
You can check that on the show.
Yeah, I saw that.
Twitter feed or Facebook pages. That article's there. So it's exciting. You know, for years, you know, we wanted world building and stuff like that for DC to an extent. And, you know, we're kind of getting that in a character, I'd say like almost in like a franchise by franchise basis, not necessarily character, because something like Suicide Squad, you know, spans multiple characters. So it's good. It's exciting, you know, and they're doing things a little bit differently. Like Marvel, everything's connected to one thing, whereas in DC, it seems that everything lives in its own pocket universe. And that's good. And then, Flash will change everything.
So. Yeah. I still think, even that, you know, we go, the Flash is going to do this, but I think it's still pretty clear the Batman, this whole thing, Reeves, it's its own little thing as well. And hey, maybe we'll get more things like it. So I have an idea for Aquaman. You just do a spinoff. My favorite animated Batman series is Batman Brave and the Bold. I love Aquaman in it. Outrageous and all that, you know, all that the stuff. And they had Aquaman on that animated series had a sitcom at one time. And it was like, I think it was Meet the Currys or At Home with the Currys. So they did a whole deal where it's like a sitcom, like a Dick Van Dyke Show, you know, 50s, 60s sitcom bit with Aquaman and Mera and Aqualad and Batman. I mean, it was silly as hell, but it was also very clever and very self-aware. Batman comes down to Atlantis with a bat fishbowl head, you know, so he can breathe.
God. Rick is texting us.
And he's I'm gonna turn off my phone.
Just mute him. It works wonders.
And Batman comes down with that fishbowl scuba gear and it's like, well, it's time to go out and fight crime. Can you, you know, and Aquaman is like, you know, like, let me ask Mirror if I can get out of the house. You know, it's one of those kind of deals. So anyway,
they announced a new Aquaman animated show on HBO Max.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
It is
interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely aimed towards children, but you might dig it because it's got Brave and the Bold type vibes. Like, I was watching the trailer, and the animation style isn't for me, but like I'll give it a pass because it's not aimed towards me, right? Like I'm not the target audience, but it gave me vibes of Brave and the Bold meets Teen Titans Go, stuff like that. Okay. So I'm sure it'd be great background noise and be fun to check out. But
all right, well,
they're doing stuff, and that's all you can ask for as a fan. You know, there were, you remember the Dark Ages when it was just Superman, Batman until Blade and Spider-Man, and now everybody except for Uncle Ben's got a TV show and a movie. So
there is a plan. There has been a plan for DC on film and TV. It's just may not be the plan that everyone would like it to be, but there has been a plan. There has been one for a while. They're not just throwing stuff at the wall. So anyway, so I had to get Pete on to talk about the Penguin because I know how much he loves Oswald Cobblepot. And so hopefully this comes to fruition. We'll see if Colin Farrell has a role in it. We'll see if, you know, it's got to be some kind of prequel type deal, I'm assuming. And it's going to be fun to follow that. And the other one, the Arkham Gotham PD hybrid thing. And of course, the Batman is coming. Oh, and
they also announced the audio adventures, that podcast doing, that received a little trailer yesterday.
Okay.
So that's exciting. It's cool to me because it's kind of a throwback. You know, I mean, if you go on iTunes, you can download or you can purchase the Superman radio shows of old. I used to listen to those on the train at work, and they're fun. It's definitely not my favorite version of Superman. Batman and Robin make an appearance. I think it was like Superman lost his suit.
I believe
it's interesting. But
historical note, I believe that is the first time Batman and Superman ever were together in any medium was on that radio show.
It's very interesting. So yeah. I'm excited for this audio adventures. It's cool.
Bud Collier. Cool, Bud Collier was the voice of Superman, right?
I don't know who.
I think he's the one who did. Have you ever watched The Fleischer?
Yes.
Superman? Yeah.
Yes. I
think it's the same dude. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, it is. Good times, especially for Batman fans. So, all right, Pete, we'll make this short and sweet. And
what was this? A half hour? Social half hour?
Social half hour. Yeah. It's only two martini lunch. That's it. That's it.
I'm down with that. Martin,
down with it. Yeah.
There's some good stuff in those martinis.
All right. Did you like that picture of that gumbo I cooked up, I sent you?
Yes, I did. Yes, okay. I did.
I'm going to have a big old batch of it in March. So
I can't wait. I get gumbo. Ready. I want the potato salad. Yeah. I want everything. Well, tell Rachel to get the guest room ready. I'm sleeping over.
Boudin. Okay. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Welcome.
All right.
Me, Jerry Jones, Emmett Smith, Bill Ramey. It's going to be a fun time.
I don't travel in those circles. I'm sorry. I would like to, but they're way beyond my pay grade. All right. Plug something.
You can follow me on social media. That's Twitter, Instagram, and Zack Snyder's favorite Vero at Pete Illustrated. Follow podcast number one on Twitter and Instagram at @straight_o_g. I co-host Straight Outta Gotham with Eric Holzman. Follow our Facebook page and our Facebook fan page, Straight Outta Gotham. Follow podcast number two, the Italian Spider-Man Podcast Coalition that I co-host with Nicholas and his son, Nico Caruso, part of the Let's Go Podcast Network. You can follow us at Italians for Spidey on Twitter. Follow at Team Yellow Oval on Twitter. We are just championing the return of the Oval and Michael Keaton in the Flash movie. Check out Batman on Film Proper for my comic book reviews, my toy reviews, all that stuff. I got interviews on Batman on Film YouTube, Michael Uslan, Tower Strong, Kevin Conroy, all that good stuff. So just hit me up on Twitter. Let's talk. Let's chat. It's a great time to be a fan of anything involving Capes and Tights.
All right. So for me, become a BOF patron, patreon.com/batmanonfilm. Follow me on Twitter @batmanonfilm. That's more me with Batman on Film stuff. And then just for all the news links and whatnot, it's @thebatmanonfilm. Find us on Instagram @batmanonfilm as well. If you have no F's left to give about anything, maybe even you don't have no F's to give about Batman on Film, you just like to say that phrase, you can go to TeePublic and get you a couple of BOF t-shirts. What else I got? Oh, Batman Podcast Network. Got a bunch of shows on there. All of Pete's shows, other shows. Got to get that Spider-Man one on there, man.
Yeah. I mean, I got on Justice Network as well. So if you want to do dual networks, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'd love to promote the hell out of it. Get that thing off the ground.
There's no rule. There's no law that says you can only be part of one network.
But I thought BPN had to be about Batman.
There are non-Batman podcasts on there. It's just, okay. If you're, genre type, superhero, whatever, DC, come on, whatever. So anyway, you can go there, batmanpodcastnetwork.com, and on Twitter at Batpod Network. Shout out to Ryan Haas. And I think that's all I got. So for Pete, I'm Bill. Thanks for listening. The Batman is coming, Pete.
That's right.
Pretty damn soon. We're in September.
The Batman already. Is coming, and I'm coming for gumbo. So get
that's
ready.
Right. All right. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Batman on Film Social Hour, Jet's official BOF podcast and vlog. Follow Jet on Twitter at Batman on Film. For BOF news only on Twitter, follow at The Batman on Film. For Jet and everyone at BOF, I'm announcer Rachel. Authoritative, definitive, the original Batman on Film.